Now back to She Said, He Said with Kelly Lamb and Gordon Montgomery. Brought to you by Page Law on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome back to She Said, He Said. It's 10:34 on this sunny Saturday. I'm so glad that the sun is shining. It's a little too chilly for me still, but the sun is shining. I started to feel like we're never going to see the sunshine again. But, you know, if you're lacking a little sunshine, maybe you can put some shine into your life with some Walter's Jewelry. He definitely will put a little sparkle in your day. Love that place. I'm actually going to be visiting them because I got a great idea. I found something old that I'm going to turn into something new, but I can't say what it is, but it'll be for my daughter's getting married. And I'm so excited because, you know, you kind of rack your brain and you're thinking, what can I do? What can I do? And so, you know, they definitely have everything new. My gorgeous engagement ring is from Walter's Jewelry. But something that they also do, they also can take jewelry that you have and customize it for you. So I have something special and an idea that I'm going to do for Casey that will be something old, but also something new. I still got to figure out the something blue to give her, but I'm going to put a cool little bridal package for her that's going to include those. And my own storytelling is going to be in there. There's going to be something I'm going to tell to her in the story. So I kind of got all kinds of ideas right now going on. So I'm excited. But, you know, if you need something new, if you need something old, whatever it might be, check out Walter's Jewelry. They've been there. It's really cool because we can actually say now that they've been there for over 100 years, which is how many people can say that, you know, they've been in business for over 100 years. It's still family owned. So whether it's engagement, a designer, something repaired, it's a watch, whatever it may be, Walter's Jewelry has it for you. Go to Walter's Jewelry Inc. WaltersJewelryInc.com. You can give them a call, 636-946-7352, which is difficult to remember. Best thing is head down to Main Street, Historical Main Street. They're right there on the north side of the street.
Right across from Throws Clothing Store.
Yeah, and say hello to Chris and his family, and they definitely have it all.
Plug for Throws, too.
Yeah, there you go. Good job. All right, but our next guest is with us right now. They're with us on the line, and he is an author. And his last name is spelled exactly like my first name. So I like that, K-E-L-L-E-Y. So Daryl Kelly is with us. He's a pastor, and he runs a community outreach organization. And, you know, can your random acts of kindness really make a difference? So welcome to the show, Daryl. How are you?
Hey, I am doing fantastic. Thank you for asking.
Well, I'm so glad that you're with us. We were worried there for a minute. We weren't going to get you. You need to clean out your voicemail. It's full, apparently.
Well, I thank you for that. You
that
know,
means he's important.
Requesting me to get on their show. Yes,
that
I'd be
does,
like, okay.
That I'm does mean that you're important.
Well, we all are important. Let me tell you that. And you're very important because you guys have a great voice over the airways, and you're reaching many, many people. And that's great.
Well, at least our mom.
Yes. At least our moms are listening.
At least our mom's listening. We know we got two people here with us today. Well, so tell us.
Hey, moms.
So tell us a little bit, you know, about, you know, maybe some of the most selfless acts of compassion or you know, what are some of the best ways to practice random acts of kindness? And you've written this book called, which I'm anxious to find out, it's the book of UWGEAM. So are you saying, how are you saying the name of your book?
Well, the name of the book is called The Book of WGEAM. It is an acronym. It is, yes, it's an acronym for God of the Universe, God of the World, God of all gods, God of everything, and God of anything, including me. And that is basically what that means. You know, what it is that we are right now, we're divided as far as race and religion. And what I'm saying in the book is, it doesn't matter who you are or where you come from, we still come from the same place. We still come from God. And we practice love, unity, and acceptance. And that's what that is, because a lot of people, they say they're a certain different religion, and they act different, but at the end of the day, no matter what religion you are, you don't supposed to treat your sisters and brothers any kind of way you want, because it's not good. It's not good at all. We love each other. That's what it's about.
That is absolutely what it's about.
That's right. So many important points that you reached on right there, that, you know, we all come from the same, those that do or do not believe in God, but we all come from the same place, the same God. And we all bleed the same color blood. And, you know, it is about random acts of kindness. And so many times, you know, you can just, when you just do something small for somebody, it could change their whole day. Their whole day.
You know what? It really can. Let me tell you something. I went to a hotel, and I called the young lady before I got there and asked her, was in any rooms? And she says, yes, it was. And I says, well, how many rooms do you have? She says, I have one room left. I says, well, can you please hold it to me? I'll hold it for me. I'm right down the street. And I really felt great that she says, I will do that. And she held the room for me. I get there, and when I get there, she gave me the room. And I gave the lady $100 tip. And she started to break down. I says, what's wrong with you? She says, you just don't know what my day was like today. And she really had a bad day. But that $100 made her day better and just changed her completely.
That would make my day amazing too.
You know, I see something that, you know, we're reading some of these discussion questions that we talk about, and something that just happened to me the other day. I'm not saying it for me, because I come from a godly background, and even though I don't act like it sometimes, but
me neither, buddy.
When we do things, you know, the Bible says when we do things in kindness, we're supposed to do it in quiet and not boast about it. But so I'm not trying to do that.
So you're going to boast about it?
Well, no, because it's so true. What he says here about people hesitating when they walk past a homeless person and not doing something for someone. We were at the ball game, and I'm walking, and there was a homeless man in a wheelchair.
And we passed him.
I passed him.
And we walked down the street further.
We got about half a block away,
and it
hit me,
back.
And I started looking at all the people around me and how I noticed that they all passed by him too, as if he was invisible. As if he was invisible.
Oh, my gosh, I love you, but go ahead. I love you.
Gordon's turned around and ran back.
But
go,
I did.
There he goes. He couldn't do it.
And I give a lot of credit to Lee Lewis, a friend of mine. He told me, because I always thought about that. I always thought about homeless people, and people always say, well, you know what? It could be just somebody that just, you know, they do this as a living, and they're not really homeless and all this stuff. But you know what? It's not up to us to judge that person, because it's up to us to always give. And if that person is faking it, and if that person isn't homeless, then guess what? They have to answer to God for what they've done, not us. But if we've given, then guess what? We've done what we're supposed to do, no matter what that person is doing, if it's right or wrong.
You really and truly sound like the author who written that book, because everything you just outlined is something that I do every day. Now, I'm going to tell you a quick story that's like your story. And this is really, really a great thing. We talk about it, but at the end of the day, that's what random acts of kindness is. I'm at Denny's, my son and I, and as I'm eating, I walks out, and I see a lady and a young man, and they were praying for this homeless guy. And while they were praying for him, I walked by them, and I stopped. And I said, oh, no, I can't just walk by. I turned around. And I put money in that man's hand. And when I put money in that man's hand, I apologized for, you know, breaking their prayer. And I turned around as I started walking away. She chased me to the car. She goes, sir, sir. She says, excuse me. I says, can I help you? She says, do you know that you just gave that man $100? I says, no, I didn't. She says, yes, you did. I says, I gave him $200. Why would you do that? I said, prayer is good, but I mean, come on. Don't you think for once he could be hungry? Prayer is going to help him. But maybe God had asked you to pray for him so you can feed him too. She says, but you don't know what he's going to do with that money. He could go buy drugs. I said, but that is not you to judge what he's going to do with that money. I goes, let me tell you something. I goes, do you know one thing? She says, what? I goes, that could be God in disguise. We don't know who God is. God tests us. And at the end of the day, I says, if you are a Christian, that's what she said, she's a Christian. I says, what you should have did, and I'm not trying to tell you, you know, what to do in your religion. I goes, but what you should have did, you should have prayed for him, and you should have went and took him into Denny's and fed him too. That's what you do. You know, don't pray and think you're going to, you know, you're going to get, you know, trophies and stuff from God because you prayed for somebody. What are you going to do after the prayer for somebody?
Wow.
It's a difference when you pray.
That's a big thought right there.
When you pray for somebody. Oh, absolutely. When you pray for somebody. Now the question is, what are you going to do for them physically?
And
people
it does
need help.
It does tend to, I mean, it does, when you do a random act of kindness, it does trickle. It will spark an ongoing of it, just as little as, you know, when someone buys the coffee in front of you in line and you're like, wow, that was really cool. And you're like, well, I'll buy the person behind me a coffee then. Or, you know, I've done that at the restaurant, my friend Becky's restaurant, where I gave the money so that the next person would get their lunch. And so then I left. And then before I knew it, there was a Facebook post and this lady was, you know, showing how someone had bought her lunch, which it was from a random act. And then she turned around and bought it. And you saw this trickle effect going. And that's when it's really cool, is when you can hit home where other people will do it. It's just that sometimes we find it scary these days because the world's gotten so out of whack that, you know, to invite somebody in to have lunch with you, you're a little fearful of it because I get fearful of it. I'm not saying it's, you shouldn't do it. It's great if people could invite them into Denny's and eat lunch with them or offer them or bring them into your home if you needed to do that to help them. But we're afraid to do those kind of things as well now. Oh. Or that thought of they'll just buy drugs. That's how we think.
Now, here's where you lost me. I'm listening. I really love what you're saying. You know, it's good to bring them into Denny's to eat, but I'm not bringing nobody home with me. I'm sorry.
But isn't that sad? Because it used to be like that. You weren't, you know, you got excited when your doorbell rang. You ran to the door because it was like, who's here? Who's here? You're so excited for somebody to come. Now your doorbell rings and you're terrified because you don't know who the heck's ringing my doorbell that didn't call first or text me. I don't know this person.
Exactly.
I'm hiding.
It's really, really a shame because people don't open the door anymore and help you. You know, and that's a shame. But you know something, you don't blame them, because at the end of the day, this is a really crazy world out here. You know, I don't feel safe in certain areas. I'm at a gas station. I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, people are definitely out here scheming to try to, you know, do something to you because the economy is not that great. People are struggling and it's becoming to the point where there's every man or woman is for themselves.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be that way.
Right, right. Well, tell us where we can get your book at.
Well, of course, you can go to iTunes, and you can also go to PayPal, iTunes, Amazon. It's everywhere. Just Google the name Wugeam, Wugeam, and you will definitely see where to get that book. You can also call us at 888-669-4441. Visit our website, uwgeam.com. Most importantly, you can follow us on Twitter, uwgeam.com, actually Twitter, and then Instagram is uwgeam. And you can follow us, but when you follow me home, I call that stalking, so don't do that.
Well, I love this.
You can get it.
I love the fact that, you know, you talk about, you know, it says news reminds us daily of how tragic and cruel occurrences are, but, you know, random acts of kindness can change our day in an instant. And I think you were going to say something, Gordon, before I was asking where you can get the book.
Well, Kelly didn't know I did this the other night. We came to, you were talking about how, you know, the racial divide too, and how random acts of kindness can even change that, you know?
It really can.
And something that happened to me was we were in a gas station. And it was, you know, I'd walked in and I was the only white guy in the gas station, and the black woman that was sitting next to me, she wanted to buy a candy bar, but she didn't have enough. She goes, oh, I'm paying $2.50 for that candy bar. And I could notice that, you know, there's always that tension. It's just that unspoken tension. And I think, you know what I'm talking about, but it seems like it broke because I was standing there and all of a sudden I just looked over to her and I said, you know what, you like that candy bar, I'll buy it for you. And then all of a sudden that tension was gone. It was gone.
Exactly. Because guess what? We are definitely in a society where, in fact, people are raised differently. You know, when we're born, we're not born to hate. When we're born, we're not born not to love. It's the way the world is. It's all the hatred that is going on today that teaches people what hate is, that teaches people what discrimination is. And that's why we have three major components in our religion, and that is love. You can't be in our religion if you can't love anybody. That is unity. You can't be a part of the religion if you don't have unity. That is acceptance. You can't be part of it if you can't accept people for being white, black, Puerto Rican, confused, gay, lesbian, straight, broke, poor, rich, whatever. You have to accept people for who they are. And that's why we came out with the book, Wu Game. And that's why we launched a religion called Wu Game. There's 4,200 plus religions in the world. And at the end of the day, people say they're this religion or that religion, and you're better than this person and you're better than that person. But no, I'm saying I'll pray with you. I don't care if you're Buddhism or Muslim or Christian or whatever. At the end of the day, as long as your heart is pure and has love, I will listen and talk to you because I know you will share that. And you did a great thing by buying that lady that candy bar, because that's what people think. Oh, he's a white guy. You know, he's not going to do anything for me. They don't know that because they don't know your heart. They didn't get the chance to meet you or Kelly. And that's the thing. And that, right. that gets me upset when people talk about racism and saying that everybody is biased when I know that's not true. I have friends. I'm African-American. I have friends that are Spanish, Italian, white. It doesn't matter. It's about love. People show love, but you got to give people a chance to get to know you before you judge them.
Whew. Amen. I am ready to go now.
It's
girl.
True. And even the guy at the cash register, you could just tell his demeanor towards me was instantly changed.
Well, I know I was outside waiting in the car and nobody brought me a candy bar. So,
well, you need to hang with him more often. That's what you need to do. Matter of fact, I think the three of us should get together and they'll be like Kelly and Kelly. And they'll think it's just a white law firm or something.
A white law firm.
And then when they meet us, it'll be black and it'll be black and white.
That's awesome.
And love on love.
Black, Kelly, white, and Italian.
Well, my favorite word is love. So.
They'd be like, well, what do you need this guy for? No, he makes sure we don't have a misunderstanding.
That's awesome. Well, it's my favorite word of all, and it's so funny because I always have a delicious scoop item or something they talk about, and it's so great that right now we have you, and I'm just going to go ahead and say what my item is right now. It's called the Love Bottle, and it's so cool. So this company has created a love bottle to help improve the physical and emotional health of bodies, and you know that we have all these plastic bottles, and you know we're just the way we destroy our world. So these bottles, it stands for love and to remember that our core that we all love. So you can get your own love bottle, and the cap of it has a heart on it, and then that way you can just recycle, meaning use your bottle every day, you know, just clean it out. And it's a cute little bottle, so I just went ahead and used that with your little time there, that how perfect it was meant to be that I talked about the love bottle, and then you're all about love. So we're gonna have to get you a love bottle.
So beautiful thing, you know, and I love you guys. You guys are really and truly my sisters and brothers and don't realize it. And when you buy that book, or you can even go to iTunes and download it, you read it and you'll be like, wow, that guy sounds just like something I am or what I'm already doing. And then you'll understand what the message is about.
Perfect.
And at the end of the day, we have a lot of situations that's happening right now in our country. Yeah. And around the world. But if we can't come together as one, how can we even fix these problems? We
exactly.
cannot, because everybody thinks they're better than the next person, and you're not.
You're right.
You're right. Well, thank you so much. Daryl Kelly is who we've been talking to. Daryl Kelly, and you can get his book, which is UWGEAM, is how it's spelled, .com. Thank you for spending some time with us this morning.
Been a pleasure, Daryl.
Keep the love going.
And thank you so much. And thank you for calling me to make sure I'm on that line with you. And I'm going to empty my voice box out.
Get that voicemail cleaned up. All right, Daryl. Thanks so much.
You guys have a great weekend.
Thank you. Too. You. All you right. Too. God bless you. All right. That was awesome. I feel pumped and ready to go.
That's right.
We're running close on time here, but do you have a few things that people can do this weekend? What is your rockin' for the weekend?
Well, it's gonna be a rockin'. Little Big Town will be rockin'. They will be rockin' at the Chaffetz Arena tonight. Show starts at 7:30. You can still get tickets for that. And Scott Trade Center, April 13th, Kevin Hart is coming, the Irresponsible Tour. You can still get tickets for that. That's April the 13th. U2 will be there on May the 4th. Fabulous Fox Hamilton is playing right now all the way up until the 22nd. You can get tickets. You can go to thefabulousfox.com. And also, the Kent Earhart and the Blue Moon Blues Band will be at the Naked Vine in Chesterfield. You can go to nakedvine.net and find out more or how to get there.
And so will we, because it's Gordon's birthday, so we're celebrating once again tonight with friends.
Yes, we are. And that will be at from 8 to 11
then
tonight.
Then are we done?
Yes. No, we aren't.
Oh, for God's sake.
It's still Sunday.
There's
spending
still,
some time with my daughter.
There's still Sunday.
And speaking of my birthday, I do want to say thank you to every one of you that said happy birthday to me on Facebook. I tried to make a point of it, and Kelly made fun of me of thanking each and every
God
one of you
individually. We had so
individually.
Much work to do. It's like, can you possibly get some work done and get off Facebook? It's like, well, I got to thank the other 200 people. It's like, oh, my gosh. Do you think? I told him, I said, do you think people are sitting around right now going, oh, Gordon just thanked me. Thank goodness. Oh, he didn't thank me yet.
But do we have time to run through this? How much time do we have? 2 minutes, real quick. I'm going to give you the top 10, since it's National Beer Day. I'm going to give you the top 10 beer gardens that you want to visit in Missouri this spring. Logboat Brewing Company in Columbia. Logboat Brewing Company. It's really cool looking. The Chicken and Pickle in North Kansas City. Chicken and Pickle. Urban Chestnut in St. Louis. It's got a great patio. The Hop Cat in Kansas City. Me and Kelly went to Hop Cat in Indiana, and it was really cool. John D. McGurk's in St. Louis, great patio. Mark Twain Brewing Company in Hannibal. The Augusta Brew House in Augusta. Molly's in St. Louis. We've been there many times, Kelly, and they have a great patio. Char Bar in Kansas City. And number 10, Friendship Brewing Company in Wentzville.
Friendship. I never even heard of that before. Have you?
Yes, I was there. I put a big screen out there for them.
Oh, wow.
When they first opened and played the blues game out there. So there you go. Top 10 beer gardens. And I will post these on our She Said, He Said page.
Yeah, that's a great idea to do that. We'll make sure and post our book and the storytelling event. We'll put all of those up on the She Said, He Said page so that you can take a look at them and put them on your calendar. Want a big shout out to Page Law, Club Fitness, and Walter Jewelry. We appreciate you so much. You can listen to the podcast on 590, The Fan. You can go to the She Said, He Said page anytime. If you're looking to buy or sell, please give us a call. We would be happy to help you, and you can find that on the Style Realty team page on Facebook as well if you're there, or 636-487-9044. We'll give out your number.
Thank you. Make them call me. All right. Awesome. Waiting for your call. Can't wait to help you in any way whatsoever.
Yes, you are. And you can pick yourself up a love bottle, have your own, share the love, and we've had a great show. Grover, thank you so much for keeping us going. You were like great at DJ Grover today.
Yes, you were.
I just want to say that. We'll be at the Naked Vine tonight, going by nothing but cakes right now to pick up some yummies to take with us.
And
love
go Blues.
Those little cakes.
Go yeah. Blues. Come
and
on,
go
man.
Go Cards.
Just get it to overtime.
Go everyone.
Give us that false hope. One more year. Come on, get us there. Grove, you got any last minute things? All right,
peace.
Buddy. Peace, everybody.
Boo!
Boo!
That was the worst thing I ever heard.
It was terrible.
Horrendous.
Well, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, yeah?
Well, there were parts of it I liked.
Yeah, I liked a lot of it.
Yeah, it was good.
It was great.
It was wonderful.
Well, bravo!
Wonderful.